The life as ought to be one of the most sickest tracks that I have ever lived through. My god, I am so busy these days, and it's absolutely insane. I don't even have a moment to breathe. Like, sometimes, I forget to do, like, basic things, because I'm just so busy. This is, like, one of the first weekends where, actually, I'm lying. Oh my gosh, I have so much things to do when I wake up. I need to record something for an assignment, then I need to record another thing for an assignment, then I need to submit an assignment. It's even worse. No, seriously, it's so tiring. I wanted to record something last night, and like I said, there's just so much to do, and literally, I would have done so much more ramble vibes if, when I tell you, oh god, my nipples are so hard right now. what was I saying? When I tell you, like, when I get so busy sometimes, I only manage, like, go for, like, 2 minutes. And I'm not gonna lie. Oh my gosh, I'm not using my hands anymore. I'm too tired. My arms are in pain. My back is in pain. My body's in pain. Why do I have to do any of the work? Okay, I'm fine. I don't want to do any work. I don't want to have to touch myself. I wish someone else could do it for me. I feel so lazy. I don't even want to move anymore. No, I seriously. I seriously don't want to. I'm so tired. I'm sure all of us are quite tired. But. I feel so comically weak. I don't think I'm breathing properly. I need to breathe. I swear to God, if you can hear my little brother in the background. I normally talk about wanting to be used. But I think this time, I want to use someone. It's actually not funny. It's so not funny. I don't even have stamina. That's the worst part. Like, I want to go for longer sometimes, but I physically can't because I get tired. And then I have to go to sleep. Because I have work. I have work or I have university. I have something. Right now I have, my vibrator at my, it's not even a vibrator, it's the same fucking massage gun that I always use. I have that gun all the way down there, and, my hands are abusing my tits right now, and, I can feel a little bit of lactation happening up here. Every single time I pinch, I just feel a little bit more. Yeah, no, you get what I'm saying. You know, you totally understand what I'm trying to say. You know what? That's it. I'm gonna slide a finger in. I know normally I have things positioned in such a way that you'd be able to hear the sound of my meow meow. Okay. But this time I'm not gonna lie. I think that might be a mission and a half, so I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna bother. Okay. Turn off vibration for a little bit. I'm just gonna actually move my pants down and. Okay, I think I am wet enough for a finger. I should really invest in a lube, I'm not gonna lie. The only lube I actually use is like whatever I produce, like it's so bad. I feel rather tight. Okay. I'm just gonna. I think I'm a little too tight to move right now, so I'm just gonna let myself sit there for a second while I. Use it right on my clit, yeah. I'm so sorry if you noticed some discrepancies. I know I said I wasn't gonna bother fix the I said I wasn't gonna fix the placement. But you know, this house has no privacy, so. And I feel like I have to be quiet because I keep hearing people in the hall here. It really makes me want to go back under my bed when I do this shit. That's like a sound barrier to the sounds I make. But because it's like okay, I'm gonna, that's enough sound effects for you guys. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna use my gun again while my fingers are inside. I wish I could actually make proper sounds instead of having to muffle my sounds. Oh. I really don't want to do any work. I really don't want to have to do anything with my hands right now. I really wish someone could just. I wish someone could just use me in a way that I would be most satisfied in. Fuck. I had so much more to say and now my brain's blanking out. Okay, but of course it'd be blanking out. I mean, I'm so busy. You know, I think, like, especially when I'm in the office, I just think about if I was, like, doing work from home for a change, how fun it would be if I was talking to clients while sitting on someone's lap, and then that someone was just, like, I'm not that tall, right? I don't weigh that much either, so just imagine I'm, like, doing my work on the calls, you know, and I'm just being slowly lifted up and down onto someone's dick. Like having to work while being filled. I think about that a lot. I've never even had sex, but I do think it would be a very good motivator to actually doing my assignments too. I think I'm just extremely pent up, and I think I'm sure this is a great way to stress relief, yeah, no, totally. Maybe I should have touched myself sooner. I haven't done that in a while, and I've just been so, I mean, like, aside, like, the quick breathe, 2 minute once. It's such a pain. Like, I'd like to wake up and there'd always be like juice like fucking falling down. I've had to be like start wearing liners and stuff. I always like feel like I'm just like, I just feel like I am at my peak stage. Like, I didn't even like the thought of having a child, but you know, you know, Bayonetta couldn't have said it any better than I have, you know, like, but making them, that is indeed another story, because, the idea of breeding sounds so nice right now, not because I want a child, but, just going as hard as and deep as possible. That sounds so good. That sounds so good right now. No, especially the one where you know, doing work and then you're on someone's lap. Oh god, I want to do that so bad. I want that so bad. Honestly, that's like, if I had that, I think I would be like, that would probably solve like 5 of my issues. Oh god, on the one hand I keep feeling it's gonna be close, and then I feel like I just keep... No, I'm definitely not close. See, this is what I mean. If someone else was here, they probably could have fixed my problem for me. I just get like, I get way too tired before I hit that point. This is humiliating. Why am I tearing up? Why am I tearing up? I bet it's because I know I'm actually not gonna... I'm not gonna hit the edge. That's why. But at least today... Oh my gosh, after this is over, I'm gonna abuse myself in the shower. God. I don't wanna... I'm actually so tired. I am so tired. Oh my god, wait, no. I think I'm hitting something new. What the hell is that? I think I found... I think I found the spot. Oh my. Oh. Oh. Oh my. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, is that what they call... Oh my god, ew, I queefed. Ew, that's embarrassing. No. I can't do it. Okay, no, I'm tired.
tired. I can't. I actually can't. I want to keep going, but I'm actually tired. Oh. Oh my god, my wrist is too tired again. Like I said, I don't have stamina. I will say, I have drunk 4 bottles of pomegranate juice this week alone. The previous week I had 3, and the week before that I had 2. And since then, I actually didn't expect the difference in taste, but it's finally time. it's finally a tolerable taste for me, so that is a win. And low-key, I really love the taste of pomegranate juice. And now I'm like, do I buy another bottle or do I just keep taking out my own juices and having a taste? Because it does actually taste like the pomegranate juice. Oh my, that is quite odd. No, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. Why am I doing that? I want pomegranate juice. I need another bottle. You know what I had? Bro, I would like, I can't put down the cup. I'm sipping on promethazine. You know, I bet half of you wouldn't understand what I'm going off about. You know what? I'm gonna stop that. Is that the... I should stop rubbing myself. No. I said I'd stop. Okay, I'm stopping for realsies. Okay, well. I wish I could duplicate myself. And I wish I could eat myself out. Because you know what? On the one hand, while I would love for someone else to touch me, on the other hand, the thought of someone else touching me drives me absolutely insane and not in a good way. And I think, oh, if I only I could duplicate myself and make the other version of myself become a man. Is that self-cessed? Is that... I'm not gonna lie, I crave intimacy, but I'm also deathly afraid of intimacy because I have to deal with another person. What do you mean I have to do it with another person? What do you mean that involves speaking with another human being? What do you mean I have to talk to an XY chromosome? I don't want to talk to an XY chromosome. I don't even talk to anyone. Oh, for my newcomers that are... I mean, if you're still listening and if you're, like, new here. Hi. I'm Dolly Angel or Bayonetta. I don't care. Everyone's been calling me anything now. I mean, some people have been calling me a whore and they've just been like, okay, Loki, stop that. But I don't care enough to actually be like, hey guys, don't do that. Yeah, no. I am 19 and I am a virgin and I've only actually ever physically met a guy once, and that was last year. And then I'd only ever spoken to a guy like sometime this year. And when I say speak, I mean text. I never even met the person, like, physically, because I was like, low-key, this is getting a little too real, so I'm gonna fuck off. Yeah, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Yeah, no, I don't know how to talk to men. I get extremely nervous around men. I don't like talking to men. No offense. Don't shoot me. And yeah, this is kind of because I kind of grew up in an environment where I was never allowed to speak with men. And that's kind of, yeah. You take your guesses, man. You know, I probably should have ended it like 5 minutes ago, because right now I'm just really talking, but... I want to go again, but I can't go again. Go again? I didn't even go over the edge. I hate it here. I'm actually like, I'm suffering. My friend said it best. I am overwhelmed and underfucked. And when I say underfucked, I mean not fucked at all.
Anyways, like I said, I am a very busy person and I love working. I'm not gonna lie, I think work has, you know, I think I kind of conditioned myself to go an absolute freak mode the minute I start working and the minute I'm overloaded with tasks, because I'm like, yes, I'm working. Oh, yes, I'm busy. I am, I'm occupied. That is so attractive. I love being occupied. I love working. I love sucking dick under the desk. Who said that? Oh my gosh, I think there's a ghost in my room, guys. That's kind of scary. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna go, do my assignments, do my work, do my...
Anyways, I say, everyone, do your best at being productive. I don't know why I'm trying to give advice. Like, this is a little awkward. I don't know how to end it. Because normally, well, you see, normally when I record these, I'm actually, like, going absolutely, like, crazy out of my mind. Let's be so real. I'm always like, I'm gonna kill myself. Ah, I hate living. Ah. That's, like, the premise of, like, like everything I've done. I swear to God, I don't listen back to it because I know it's actually like cringe and unironic, but like every single one of them is like, I hate living, you know. I think it's like the first time in like a, I think when I first posted, I had one was properly talking. Why is this 26 minutes? Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Guys, can you tell that no one really talks to me and that I like company? No, that's a lie. My friends talk to me. I just can't see my friends at all times because my mom doesn't let me outside my house. I'm lying. I'm seeing my friend today to do the stupid recording for my stupid assignment. I don't know why I'm in video arts. I know why I signed up for video arts. I wanted to do illustration. Why am I in video arts? I hate video arts. I'm gonna go jump off. Okay, no, that's enough. Okay. I don't know why anyone would be listening past the, ramble part, the fat part, but, bye-bye. God, I haven't done that in ages.